Alabama joins 20 states crafting laws to protect children from transgender drug treatment. By Penny Starr on March 29, 2021. Alabama is one of 20 states in the country to act to protect children from the transgender movement that claims biological sex is assigned at birth and children are capable of deciding what sex they want to be and undergo procedures to change their sex. The Vulnerable Child Compassion and Protection Act would make it a felony to provide life-altering drug treatment or surgery to minors. Advocates for so-called transgender youth argue that helping gender-confused children is harmful, including National Public Radio, NPR, which interviewed a 17-year-old girl who is living as a boy on its morning edition on Sunday. Cyrus Hall lives in Alabama with her mother, who is embracing her desire to change her name and biological makeup using puberty blockers and hormones such as testosterone to induce facial and other hair growth. NPR reported Hall has heard it all before, "You'll grow out of it. It's a phase. You're just confused. It makes me mad," Hall said in the NPR report. Hall is transgender and in the early stages of his transition. He gets weekly shots of a low dose of testosterone. So Hall is watching with alarm as the Alabama legislature advances bills that would outlaw hormone treatment for him and other trans youth in the state. Thinking of the bill's proponents, he says, "Why should some guy who has never met me? Why should he get to tell me what I can and can't do? Why does he get to decide what is right for people who just want to be happy? I worked really hard to be able to transition," he says. "I dealt with bullying at school, and people being mean to me just because I exist. If I can deal with that, I know who I am. I'm not going to go back." States have proposed a record number of what NPR calls anti-transgender bills, but sponsors of the bill say they are designed to protect children from life-altering procedures. According to the pro-transgender website Freedom for All Americans, 25 bills have been sponsored in states across the country. NPR advances transgenderism by using language promoted by the Human Rights Campaign and other LGBT lobbyists. Hall was assigned female at birth, NPR reported. But, he says, he hit puberty around fifth grade. "That's when I started to fully get uncomfortable with, like, the way that I looked or the way that I felt. Like, in my head I looked a different way than I looked in the mirror," Hall said. NPR reported that Hall learned about the transgender movement online and noted, "Hall spent long nights online doing research to figure out who he is. And ultimately, over time, he came out as trans to his family." Hall is being encouraged to change his biological sex by her mother and pediatrician Dr. Marissa Ladinsky, who spoke with Hall recently on a Zoom call about the changes his body was undergoing. "The first thing I noticed was hair," Hall told the doctor. "You start growing so much hair. And I was excited because I was like, oh, something's happening. This is so cool. And then I started noticing my voice changing a little bit. That voice, I'm loving it," Ladinsky said. "See, that laugh. I love that laugh." Hall's mother, Carla Sawney, claims her daughter is also going through emotional changes. "He's more himself," Sawney says. "He's happy. You know, he's like a big kid. He'll still sit on my lap and cuddle up with me, and those are things he wasn't doing before." Hall's pediatrician said parents who believe in their children's desire to change their biological sex are choking back tears over the Vulnerable Child Compassion and Protection Act. The bill passed in the Senate of 23-4 and will now be considered in the House. Bill Whitaker, a retired pediatrician, said in the NPR report, "The truth is that there are only two sexes based on biology, female and male, that it's impossible to change one's sex." Pediatrician Dan Trumbull said, "Medical procedures intended to alter or delay the normal sexual development of a gender-confused child is child abuse." Republican State Senator Shay Shelnut defended the bill he sponsored. "The bottom line is, we have a responsibility to protect Alabama's children," Shelnut said. "Minors are not mentally capable to make a decision of this caliber." NPR reported that LGBTQ advocacy groups are preparing court challenges to these bills should they, in one form or another, become law. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.